Give the world a smile each day.
Welcome to Words to Encourage, the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church of Grove City, Ohio. Everyone needs encouragement. We all need to be uplifted. With today's encouragement, here's our pastor, Stan Slater.
With a smile, a bright sunny smile.
Welcome to Words to Encourage. This is the daily radio broadcast of the Bible Baptist Church. We're located in Grove City, Ohio, and I'm Brother Slaybaugh. Well, good Thursday to you. Hope you're having a great day today. And how was church last night? My, we had another delightful midweek service here at Bible Baptist Church, and I wish everybody could experience it, and just always seems to be what we need in the middle of the week, and enjoying our studies through the book of 1 Timothy. I think last night was our 17th lesson in 1 Timothy, and we certainly have enjoyed the study of this book together. Hope church was a blessing where you were, that you were in your place, and that you were a blessing to your pastor and your church, and that God spoke to your heart, gave you what you needed to keep on keeping on for him as we navigate here in the first week of September. We're getting close to our missions conference. That'll be coming up September 15 through 18 here at Bible Baptist Church. And we have four wonderful missionaries who are going to be with us for that conference. And we look forward to a great time together. And I'll say more about that as we get into next week and the missions conference week. But I want you to come on out and join us if you can. We'll start at 6:30 on Thursday night, 6:30 on Friday night. We have an international dinner on Saturday. And then the service follows that Saturday evening at about the same time, 6:15, 6:30, and then of course our normal Sunday services to close out the week. And it's always a great, great time. Highlight of the year really here for us at Bible Baptist Church. And so we'll say more about that, but pray for our conference and make plans to come and attend if at all possible. Now, if your Bible's close by, I want to read you something from 2 Kings chapter 7. I don't have time on the radio to go into the whole story here, but I'm going to read the one verse to you, verse 19. Verse 19 of 2 Kings 7, "And that Lord answered the man of God and said, Now, behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? And he said, Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof." Jehoram, a son of Ahab, wicked, just like his daddy, and face God's judgment. There was famine in Samaria. Oftentimes, when God would judge a nation, he'd do it by famine. And there was a righteous man, of course, the prophet Elisha. And by the way, one man, the prophet Elisha, kept the city from destruction. One grain of salt preserved that city. Listen, 10 righteous people could have spared Sodom. So by Elisha, God sent food. And he told the people, by this time tomorrow, the food in the gate of the city will be the cheapest possible price it could be. Now, however, there was one who stood next to the king who wouldn't believe what Elisha said. This man said, that's impossible. He said, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might such a thing be? Now, he knew about the Shunammite, raising of the Shunammite son. He knew about Elisha revealing Ben-Hadad's secrets, where Ben-Hadad thought surely he had a mole in his operation. Somebody was betraying him. He knew about the defeat of Syria when the Syrian army was struck with blindness and couldn't see anything. Listen, he knew about the widow and the vessels of oil earlier in 2 Kings 4, and she went and paid her debt that her husband had left her. He knew about the cure of Naaman the leper, of his leprosy. All of Israel knew that. And in spite of knowing all that, the man still said, it won't happen. And the word from Elisha was, well, you'll see it, but you'll not partake thereof. And one day later, when the food was plenteous and the people stormed to get it, that man was trampled in the gate, seeing the plenty, but never tasting of it, never getting to partake of it. Now, listen carefully. What was this man's sin? It was very simply the sin of unbelief. He doubted God's promise. I mean, Satan's firstborn child is unbelief. Sometimes it comes as doubt. Sometimes it comes as fear. Sometimes it comes as unworthiness. But unbelief is a sin. Can the creature say to the one who formed it, I doubt you? Can the human say to divinity, I doubt your power, I doubt your grace, I doubt your love? No, my friend, all of the sin you can really trace back to that parent sin of unbelief. That was the first thing Satan got Eve to do in the garden. You remember, you read it? Yea, hath God said. Doubt God. Don't believe God. Don't have confidence in what God has said. Unbelief. It was unbelief that hardened Pharaoh's heart. It was unbelief that caused the children of Israel to wander in the wilderness for 40 years. It was unbelief that put the Jews into captivity in Babylon. It was unbelief that caused the Jews to cry out, crucify him, crucify him. And they crucified the Lord of glory. Oh, what do we urge folks who don't know Christ to do? Turn from their unbelief and show belief or faith in Jesus Christ. Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. Zacharias was told he'd have a son and that his name would be called John, and he believed that. Paul in the ship in the storm there in Acts chapter 27, Euroclodon, the big storm, and everybody had given up hope that they'd ever be saved. Paul stood up in the midst and said, fear not, sirs, I believe God. Somebody had faith. Somebody had belief. The three Hebrew boys, when they wouldn't bow down to the idol of Nebuchadnezzar, he threw them in the fiery furnace. They said, listen, you can throw us in there, and our God is able to deliver us. If not, we're still not bowing down, but our God is able. Why? Belief. Belief. This man's sin is our besetting sin, the sin of unbelief. Unbelief, number two, shuts off God working through you. The disciples came across a man who had a son that was possessed, and they tried to cast him out, and they couldn't. And then Jesus came on the scene, and he rebuked the evil spirit, and he came out of the boy. And then when they went away privately, the disciples said, Lord, how come we couldn't cast him out? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. He said, howbeit, this kind cometh not out but by prayer and fasting. See, you couldn't come out because of your unbelief. You have to have belief in God. Mark 16, the very last chapter of the book of Mark, that some wish they could do away with, but they're not rightly dividing the scripture. Mark 16, starting with verse number 9. Jesus says this, Jesus was risen the first day of the week. He appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he cast seven devils. And she went and told them that had with him, and they mourned and wept. And when they had heard that he was alive and had been seen of her, believed not. And after he appeared to another form unto two of them, as they walked and went into the country, they went and told unto the residue, neither believed they them. Now watch verse 14. Afterward, he appeared unto the 11 as they sat at meat, and upbraided them with their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they believed not them which had seen him after his resurrection. Here he dies on the cross as he said he would. And I know for 3 days there's no miracles. For 3 days, they saw no one raised from the dead. For 3 days, they saw no blind eyes open. For 3 days, no deaf were made to hear. For 3 days, no lame were made to walk. Unbelief. And Jesus upbraids them for their unbelief and hardness of heart. The man's sin was unbelief. Unbelief shuts off God working. And number three, unbelief is punished. Unbelievers at the flood in the time of Noah, they perished in the flood. Unbelief of wanting to go into the promised land and possess it as God promised, they would die in the wilderness. There's many Christians who are wandering in the wilderness today because of unbelief. They were punished because they wouldn't trust God. Punished because they had no faith in God. They could not enter into the promised land because of unbelief. You see, unbelief is always punished. But I would say this, belief is always rewarded. Belief is always rewarded. When the Bible says, without faith it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. He's a rewarder. He rewards our faith. How many times in the scripture will you read, be it according to your faith, be it unto you? In fact, in Hebrews 11, when you read about the Great Hall of Faith, as we call it. I grew up around the Canton, Ohio area, and of course the Football Hall of Fame. And in Cooperstown, New York, you have the Baseball Hall of Fame. In Springfield, Massachusetts, you have the Basketball Hall of Fame. Well, in Canton, Ohio, there's the Christian Hall of Fame, and it's at the Canton Baptist Temple, and you can go through and see these, what all these men did by faith. Well, in Hebrews 11, it's God's Hall of Faith. And he talks about the great exploits all through it. By faith, this person. By faith, this person. By faith, this person. What they did for God. All by faith. Now, then in Hebrews 12, it says, we're encompassed by a great cloud of witnesses. And we're run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. But then it says, so let us lay aside every sin, every weight, and the sin that thus so easily beset us. What's the sin that so easily besets us? Well, it's lack of faith. It's unbelief. My friend, there's only one sin that people go to hell for. That's unbelief. Jesus Christ cannot overlook your unbelief. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. My friend, you have to believe. He that believeth on the Son hath life. He that believeth not the Son of God hath not life. And so you have to believe. And belief is rewarded. When you believe on Jesus Christ your Savior, you receive him as your Savior, you receive the gift of eternal life. When the widow woman took Elijah and believed him about gathering the vessels, she did. And then the oil continued until there wasn't any more vessels. Why? She believed. She believed. When the Shunammite woman took that son who had died and brought him to the man of God, or brought the man of God to him at the house there, you know, she believed. She believed. Oh, my friend, he that believeth on the Son has eternal life. And if you believe not, you're condemned already. The key is believing, my friend. Believe. Believe. Trust God. Have confidence in God. Your faith always has to have an object. And the object of our faith is the living God. God himself. Let's remember our besetting sin. Unbelief. Just not willing to take God at his word and trust him for what he says. All right? Unbelief is our besetting sin. Unbelief will shut off God working in us and through us, and unbelief is always punished, and faith is always rewarded. Well, I want to walk by faith today and not by sight. I hope you do too. I want God to be pleased with my confidence, my faith, my belief in him. And let's show the world what it is to have faith in God today. All right? Well, have a wonderful Thursday. I will look forward to being with you again on our broadcast tomorrow. And we'll look at an interesting subject I want to talk to you about. Dead men do speak. Dead men do speak. Well, let's see what that's about when we get together for our broadcast tomorrow, okay? And just want to let you know, we're praying for different ones of you. Danny, praying for you. Sylvia, praying for you. If there's anyone that we can pray for and that we can share the request, you want to share the request with us, we'd be happy to pray with you about that. And remember, you can pick up the past broadcasts on our website, bbcgrovecity.org, or also we're on iTunes and iHeartRadio. Just go there to the podcast and subscribe, and then they'll notify you when a broadcast is up, and you can listen at your convenience and not just when it's over the airwaves. All right. Well, have a great Thursday, and I'll look forward to being with you on the broadcast tomorrow. And until then, this is Brother Slaybaugh reminding you, be good to everyone, because everyone's having a tough time.
Thank you for listening today. If this broadcast was an encouragement to you, we would love to hear from you. You can contact us by email at pastor@bbcgrovecity.org, or you can call us at area code 614-875-2190. We invite you to visit us at the Bible Baptist Church at 2758 Home Road in Grove City, Ohio. Our service times are Sunday morning at 9:30 for Sunday school and 10:30 for the morning worship service. We meet back together at 5:30 for our evening service, and on Wednesday at 7 o'clock p.m. We also host the RU Recovery Ministry, a faith-based recovery program bringing transformation to hurting people in our community. We meet every Friday at 7 o'clock in the evening. You can find more information at our website about this and other ministries of Bible Baptist Church at bbcgrovecity.org. We hope that today these were truly words to encourage. Words to Encourage is paid for by the generous members and supporters of the Bible Baptist Church in Grove City, Ohio.